While in Boston today, President Obama will also take time to meet with Dr. Don Berwick. He's a Democratic candidate for Massachusetts governor in 2014, but also was Obama's pick to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, in 2010, right after the Affordable Health Care Act was passed. Berwick is largely credited for cutting costs and eliminating medical errors at his Institute for Healthcare Improvement. But while the current CMS chair testified before Congress yesterday, Berwick's critics say the contracts that laid the groundwork for today's problems were issued on his watch. And Republicans say the new law will be an albatross for him and other Democratic candidates. We reached Don Berwick this morning and asked for his response.
Well, I'm proud of my service at CMS. It was an amazing experience. What you're hearing here is the continuation of the Republican opposition to this law, but it's a great law, and it's going to do well for our country.
You have blamed some problems that you had on a lack of money. And as you well know, the former head of the Social Security Administration, the Republican Michael Astrew, says that you summoned him into a meeting and asked for money from Social Security to float the health care law. And further, he says that at that time you excoriated both Congress and Health and Human Services Secretary Sebelius, your boss, for not giving you enough money to do what you were charged with doing in setting the groundwork for the health care law to be enacted.
Mr. Astrew was fabricating a story. Social Security Administration had duties to perform under the law. We talked about that. He's a spokesperson for the anti-Obamacare forces. He's donated $60,000 to the Republican Party. The very idea that I would have criticized the secretary is completely ridiculous. He's making this up.
But who are you criticizing when you have said on the record that you didn't have enough money to do your job?
No, I didn't say we didn't have money to do our job. I said that we were operating under serious resource constraints. The Congress allocated a certain amount of money for implementation. More would have been better. But I was confident then, and I'm confident now, that this law will be effectively implemented. We'll get this job done.
So you're saying it was Congress that wasn't giving you enough funds?
Well, there were appropriations under the Affordable Care Act that limited the administrative support, but we found the resources to continue, and the law was successfully implemented in most of its respects during my tenure there.
Well, do you think that these failures now are going to be the albatross, as Republicans say, or do you think that all the kinks will be worked out by 2014 and you will be able to claim health care reform?
I think the Democratic Party and those that support the Affordable Care Act are going to be proud of what they've done. I think the public will come to realize the enormous benefits this is bringing. I'm confident that this is going to come out as good for the country, benefiting millions and millions of Americans.
Don Berwick, thanks very much.
Thank you, Robin.